You're listening to SBS News.
Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honours due a Prince of the United Kingdom and a consort to Queen Elizabeth II. But the coronavirus pandemic means it will be a more low-key farewell than has marked many royal deaths. The Duke of Edinburgh, who had been married to Queen Elizabeth II for more than seven decades, died last week, aged 99. Royal biographer Christopher Warwick says, like all the senior royals, Prince Philip got to make arrangements for his own funeral.
Members of the royal family are always very much involved in the arrangements for their own funerals, and Prince Philip was no exception. And his rule was no fuss. And had the plans that were laid down a few years ago still gone ahead, it would have been no fuss. There would have been no public lying in state. It was going to be privately in the Chapel Royal at St James's Palace.
The funeral will be held in St George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, the site of centuries of royal burials and royal weddings. Funerals are currently restricted to 30 people or fewer under England's coronavirus rules, so only immediate family will be present, along with a few of the Prince's German relatives. Many will also be watching for any signs of reconciliation between Prince Harry and the royal family, especially with his elder brother, Prince William. It'll be the first time that Harry comes face to face with the royal family since he and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, stepped away from royal duties last March and moved to California with their young son Archie. Prince Harry's biographer, Angela Levin, says it would be inappropriate for the royals to talk about their personal issues in the lead up to the funeral.
I don't think they can really talk about each other and themselves in the run up to the funeral of the Duke of Edinburgh. It would also not be appropriate. I think they might just chat semi-formally. I think that's about as far as they'll go. But if Meghan insists that he rushes back straight after the funeral, I don't think there will be a chance to have proper, deep conversations to get things off your chest, to explain why you're upset.
Crowds gathered on Thursday to watch as mounted British Army soldiers rode into Windsor Castle as part of the preparations for the funeral. People, some sitting with picnic lunches, watched as the riders passed by. Teenagers Karina and Jessica Carvillo watched and then laid flowers in memory of the prince.
He's done so much for the country and everything, so we wanted to show that we respect and,
yeah,
we really appreciate.
Yeah, we value the royal family and we were just keen on seeing what, if any preparations, like they were just practicing the march, get a glimpse of anything.
Meanwhile, there's been some resistance from the British public to the wall-to-wall coverage of Prince Philip's life and death by the BBC, which has become the most complained about moment in British television history. More than 110,000 people were annoyed that favourite programmes like EastEnders and MasterChef were replaced by royal tributes. Biographer Christopher Warwick believes that the public are gradually losing interest in the royal family.
To me, the golden days of British monarchy are very slowly coming to a close. And I think that, you know, the loss of the Duke of Edinburgh, he and the Queen were married, as we know, for 73 years. They've known each other. She was 13, he was 18 when they first met. You know, it's a lifetime. It literally is. And when a figure like that, like Prince Philip, is removed from the scene, of course it leaves a great void.
The funeral begins at 11 p.m. Australian time on Saturday night. Alan Lee, SBS News.